At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Hi everyone, welcome to Vedic Astrology Study Podcast. Through this medium, I cover a breadth of some basic principles and analysis of the beautiful ancient science of Jyotish. Gifted to humanity by wise ancient seers of India, typically there are playlists of different kinds with case studies to have a practical grounding of those principles. In this series, which will become a part of the Panchanga playlist, I am covering the science of Muhurta, or the timing of events, activities, dietary control, tuning your attitude to any given day of the month, since this is a lunar calendar. As per Vedic astrology, the human being should regulate their daily activities in alignment with the lunar cycle and the corresponding tithi of the day. You might say this is the beginning of the use of science of Jyotish consciously, with awareness and in full view of self and this space-time reality we find ourselves in. Since this deals with your everyday cycle of energies that each of us deals with on a daily basis, it's a good beginning point to start Jyotish with Panchanga study first, before you get to the charts part. If you do not know what your current tithi is, where you are on the planet, you can download the Jyotish app, which is indicated on the slide with its logo, on Android or iPhone store. Download it, set its location to wherever you are on the planet. Then click on Muhurta and Panchanga part as is shown on the slide, and it will tell you the current Panchanga aspects, the Tithi, the Vara, the Karana, Yoga and Nakshatra, which is typically where moon is transiting over. Then use these series as a study material to guide your daily activities, diet, attitude for any given day. The way I shall cover each tithi here begins with the element and deity, followed by the energy of the day, what to do, what to avoid, suggested mindset, elementary dietary consideration, and the content is covered both for Shukla Paksha and Krishna Paksha tithis. For the basics of this, see the previous tithi videos in this playlist. Let's get started. Let us discuss the 10th tithi of Dashami. This is a Purna Tithi, as you can see in the pie chart also over there. This is the second of the Purna Tithis. After Panchami comes Dashami, after 5 comes 10, then 15 Purnima, or you can take Amavasya on the other side. Amavasya is also a Purna Tithi, by the way, in a different sense maybe, but yes. So as indicated in the pie chart over there, Dashami falls on the third quarter of each, right? So we are going closer and closer to new moon on the waning side, or on the waxing side to the full moon. So there's quite a bit of illumination or lack thereof when it comes to Dashami. What is the energetic quality of Dashami is a Purna Tithi, reading out from my notes here, symbolizing fullness, culmination, success. Purna means full. The energy is full. Let's see what all it is good for. It is widely regarded as highly auspicious and fruitful. In the Vedic tradition, Dashami is famous as the Tithi of Vijaya, or victory. And most celebrated example being Vijaya Dashami, which is going to come now for 2025. We just finished Dashera, so next is Vijaya Dashami. The day Lord Rama achieved victory over Ravana. That's one of the mythology goes there. Goddess Durga won over Mahishasura. So it's a day of victory. So basically now you have finished all the tough battles of Navami and you have won victory, isn't it? So there is a progression, you might say, of these tithis. It goes from one energy to the next. One feeds to the next, you might say. In fact, the term Vijayadashami literally means victorious 10th and is one of the most auspicious days of the year for starting new ventures or initiatives because the energy is full, it's a Purnatithi. Dashami's presiding deity is Dharma, often personified as Aryama or one of the Adityas. You can look this up if you want. Which confers righteousness, order and support from authoritative forces. This carries a balanced, expansive energy with an element of celebratory completion. If the earlier tithi saw battle and effort like Navami, Dashami is the triumph and the wrapping up of those efforts into a successful outcome. It is an all-purpose good tithi, extremely versatile and forgiving for Muhurta. People born on Dashmi, I have already covered this, are said to have blessings of the directions, Ashtadikpalakas, 8 directional strength, okay, meaning all round fortunate disposition, luck factor you might say. We can summarize Dashmi's quality as harmonious, fulfilling and victorious. Recommended activities now. Completion of work or project launches. Dashami is ideal for completing important tasks. If you have a project that you want to finalize or a deal to close, doing so on a Dashami can ensure it ends on a successful note. Isn't that what we all desire, essentially? Conversely, because it's full of positive energy, it's also wonderful for commencing significant endeavors. Now, you've got to be cautious in this. Full of positive energy is going towards the waxing side. Remember that. On the waning side, you have to go inward and achieve inner victories. For example, we shall see that a little later in this podcast. In practice, many people choose Dashami to sign contracts, open businesses, or file important documents. It is believed that the venture will be crowned with success. Another activity which is good for government-related work or legal matters. Dashami is listed as auspicious for government-related work. Think even 10th house, okay? Capricorn, the government. Need to submit an application for government office, meet high official, engage in legal proceedings? Do this on a Dashami day. Plan your activities. That's what science of Muhurta is for. You are planning your activities with regard to the sum total illumination between the sun and the moon each day of the month. That's what Muhurta is. If you have to launch a legal case, some believe doing so on a Dashami, when Dharma Aditya presides, could tilt the scales in favor of justice. Don't do shady things, first of all, okay? You don't need to go to the legal department for that. Marriage and social ceremonies. This tithi is considered very favorable for weddings. Many wedding muhurta lists Dashami is one of the best, provided other conditions align. It's also good for other family ceremonies, good ones, auspicious ones, like bride's griha pravesh. In the Vedic tradition, when the bride gets married, she comes into the house, knocks a grain, a glass full of rice into the house, as in the Lakshmi is coming in. Essentially, Shakti is the Lakshmi which takes care of the whole family, isn't it? It's the woman-centric tradition in that context. It's very highly honoring, respectful of the Devi Shakti, the Vedic tradition. If a bride's first entry happens to be on a Dashami, it is extremely auspicious for her new life. She comes in as the Lakshmi to the house. That's essentially the connotation. Naming ceremonies, Annaprashan, solid feeding of the baby. Okay, first solid feeding of the baby can also be done. The only caveat, some communities avoid Dashami for weddings. Okay. Especially if it's a Dagda Rashi and all that. You can look these things up. Purchases and investments is also good. Dashami is a great day for buying new garments, vehicles, jewelry and so on. If you plan on buying a car or a house, do it on Dashami. Because you're invoking that particular full energy, especially on Shukla Dashami. Many people specifically wait for Vijayadashami to buy expensive items like gold, property, electronics and so on. Journeys and travel begin on Dashami are expected to be fruitful if you're going for an interview, for example, or if you're going to secure a big client for your business, for example, traveling somewhere. Travel on this day for business could result in success. Plan on that day instead of Navami day, where it's more battle-like energy, isn't it? Religious and spiritual activities. Dashami supports religious functions, spiritual activities. It is the day of immersing Durga idols, Durga Visarjan, in the eastern part of India, where it is celebrated. The goddess energy, the divine feminine, is celebrated highly in the eastern part of India after Navaratri. Triumph of good over evil. So say any prayer, homa, satsang, if you are into that, do on this day, carries that energy. It is also traditional to begin new spiritual lessons or ventures on a Vijayadashmi, such as starting to learn a scripture or an instrument in South India. Essentially, it's a day to seek blessings for any new skill or knowledge. Donations and charitable acts, something which we have forgotten, are highly encouraged on Dashami. Whatever you have come here for, you think you need, others also need. So let this not be a sort of a battle for resources. We are past that times now. We are living in abundant times. Learn to give at least something little in a temple to the people who are needy. Giving on Vijayadashmi multiplies merit. If you are so much hell-bent upon negating your karmas, do that. Give something. Doing virtuous deeds like feeding the poor, donating to temples or schools, like I said, is considered very auspicious. Activities to avoid. Dashami, because it's generally positive, it's okay, not many things to avoid. Avoid initiating quarrels or legal battles out of vengeance. Never a good idea anyway, but avoid especially on this day. If you're so into vengeance, I don't advise such things. While you might win, you don't want to taint such a good tithi with negativity. Better to use it for reconciliation or fair resolution. Again, something which we have forgotten. People have become very selfish. It's very ironic. Because people might get celebratory or overconfident on Dashami, there you are. Avoid making hasty decisions born of arrogance and complacency. Both are not a good idea. Suggested mindset now. Victorious, grace, grateful and expansive energy. Wake up on a Dashami with the mindset of today is the day of my life. Today is the first day of all the victories in my life. For example, morning affirmations. Carry a successful, positive expectation. Temper this with humility and gratitude. Think of Vijayadashmi after Rama's victory. He humbly sought blessings from the elders and came with honor, was welcomed with honor. Rama was a humble king. He was a model. Lord Vishnu showed us how to live a proper kingly life as his avatar of Rama. Goddess Durga's victory also. She thanked whatever she could do and go on with it. This is the sign of a humble soldier, a humble king, not carried away by arrogant remarks, which is very common on social media these days. Take Trump, for example. So similarly, cultivate gratitude for the support that led to your success. It's always a teamwork. Your family is supporting you. Somebody external is supporting you. A divine grace is supporting you. Give honor into all of that. It's an excellent day to practice generosity of spirit. Praise others for their contributions. Share credit. All the bosses in multinational corporations, something rarely which you do. Physically give gifts or charities, very good for this. Also think big picture and long term. Dashami is good day to set sights on higher goals. The mindset of expansion. What's my big next constructive endeavor? What can I do better? What am I aiming for which is more expansive in its nature? Harmonize any discord. Get rid of all the negativities. Get rid of all the grudges you might have. People hold grudges. Never a good idea. If any relationships were strained by the intensity of previous days, like Ashtami or Navami, use Dashami's auspiciousness to make peace. It's literally a celebration mindset day. If you're religious or spiritual, for example, a bit of ritual or prayer in the morning, lighting a lamp, a diya with ghee in it, can also be good. You're starting the day on a good note, folks. This is a good day for that. It's a symbolic fresh start. And to do puja on Vijayadashmi, start new account books, is very good. Okay. Finally, remain grounded in success often tests character as much as failure does. So in Ashtami and Navami, you have tough days. You have passed the tough days. Now it's time for a humble offering, a humble acknowledgement of the divine, saying thank you. Thank you for all that you have given me so far. Diet, now with Ayurvedic cleanse, Dashami is often a day of feasting and sharing food, both. Not just that you order from Zomato or any other app and start gobbling up all the goodies. Sharing food, especially if it's Vijayadashami. Celebratory foods are. Now, here you can lavish yourself. Navratri fasts have finished, so you lavish yourself on Vijayadashami. Distribute to those others as prasad. Take prasad for temples. Take sweets. Take laddus. Take pedas. Take things for the temple. Give it to the temple. I see people in Vedic tradition these days come all the way to temple, just pray for their little wish list and get out. They don't donate anything. That's not Sanatan Dharma, by the way. Sanatan Dharma is a lot about donation. So allow yourself some sweets and rich foods on this day as celebration, but try not to overdo anything. Offer food to the divine, offer food to the needy. That brings the energy of blessings. It's a give and take kind of energy, not just taking. Regarding meals, have a complete balanced meal with all the 6 days. 6 days being Madhura, Amla, Lavana, Katu, Tikta, Kashaya. That is sweet, sour, salt, pungent, bitter and astringent. These are Ayurvedic classifications. You can look them up. So in Indian festivals, we have all of these tastes. You have to cover well-rounded tastes, since each of the tastes stands for each of the planet, isn't it? Nourishing and strengthening meals are advised, since after the Dashami, moon will start waning significantly or waxing significantly. Build your body with whole grains, ghee, milk, nuts and tonifying herbs is also good. Take care of that. Hydration and digestive aids. Okay. Take all the things like ashwagandha, you know, vitamin B12, all the B's, herbal teas, heavy meals. Especially on this day when Hindus tend to fast a lot, take care that you have some carom seeds, ajwain as it's called, along with sauf or fennel seeds. Okay, it'll help in digestion and hydration and digestive aiding to the heavy meals that you have just consumed. Digestion should be taken care of. Moderation with meat or alcohol. Well, I don't suggest meat or alcohol at all, so I'll skip this part. Sharing meals. One beautiful way to align with Dashami spirit is share your food. Share your victories. Giving food to the community. Okay, doing something called as Bhandara in the north, they do. Like giving community food within temples. It is done in many temples in South India, North India, everywhere, all across the countries. There are different organizations within the Vedic tradition who do this. It's a spirit of Sanatan Dharma to share food with friends, family, and feed poor people and get community together. This is a hallmark of Sanatan Dharma. Overall, enjoy fruits of your labor, sure. Share it with friends and family, sure. Maintain a good balance, good attitude. Not too egotistical, everything was not done by your own effort. Feeling content and energized, not bloated or dull. The key here is sattvic celebration. That sums it up, isn't it? Joyful, abundant, but still in harmony with one's body and soul. Take care of that kind of an attitude with diet and you'll go a long way. Now let's see the minor differences between the Krishna part and the Shukla part of Dashami. On the Krishna Dashami, the energy changes, isn't it? Because now you're going to the waning side. So what can you do on this day? As the energy of the day is restorative, karmic fulfillment or closures. One of the aims of bringing Jyotish to the humanity is to enable to see the karmic map that you have, each one of us has, is to complete that in the easiest way possible. So do those karmic fulfillment acts on this day, balancing. Focused on correction, reconciliation and closure is good on this day. A day to resolve debts, karmic or worldly. What to do? Repay your debts, settle disputes, reconcile with others. perform ancestral offerings. I've spoken of this extensively. I'm a big fan of giving thanks to your ancestors. They had a much worse, much tougher life than we do in 2025. Think of your ancestral lineage back in, I don't know, 600 BC, for example. How tough was their life compared to yours today? You're browsing this stuff, listening to somewhere on the internet. You have food to eat, clothes to wear, places to sleep. And then you're judging every other thing. You know, you need to get away all the attitudes. Karmic cleansing rituals are also good. Close cycles gracefully. Reflect on past actions. Acts of service and restitution. What to avoid? Ego-driven judgments without compassion. Starting major projects that require expansion. Don't start that. Avoid that. Because it's a waning moon, okay? That's what I said. You have to differentiate between Shukla and Krishna side. Arrogance or rigidity also has to be avoided. Suggested mindset is one of humility, reconciliation, willingness to correct mistakes. Focus on fairness with compassion. See your karmic imprint as a teacher, not as a punishment. Nobody's doomed here for life. It's a conscious astrology channel. It'll give you lots of tools here to enable this for you. Diet, light sattvic meals, simple grains, pulses, vegetables. Favor easy to digest foods. Don't get too heavy on it just because it's a good day. Avoid overeating. Avoid having heavy sweets. Indian sweets are very laden with ghee and sugar and milk. So not too much, you know, no overindulgence, overeating. No tamasic indulgence as well. Avoid meat and alcohol altogether. I don't care which tithi it is. Next, let us see Ekadashi. After Dashami begins the 11th day, after the 10th. I'll see you there. Take care, be safe.